Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
It's a team.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to our first episode of the new season here at It Could Be Better. Boy, are we happy to be back in the studio, all of us. My name is Giannis Pappas.
I'm Nate.
And we're joined, as always, by the one and the only Chris Laker.
Hey, everybody. Happy New Year.
And we also have, I want to tell you at the top of the show, because we are very happy to all be here, we have our producer, Frankie the Banterer, the Dragon, Gallo.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year's. Well, we're really excited to be back and still be doing this podcast, right, Nate?
Nah, I mean, I don't think we... I'll be honest with you, I didn't think we were going to make it through this.
It took a while. It took a couple of weeks for us to sit down and have a couple beers.
Well, I mean, you know, we left for, the holidays, Christmas. But it was I generally got to a point where I was like, I thought I was ready to just be done.
Were you gonna quit, or were you gonna wait for it? Did you feel like you were gonna proactively say, I'm leaving, or were you waiting for someone to be like, you know, maybe we shouldn't do this, and you'd be like, you know what? That's exactly what I'm feeling.
No, I don't think, because I don't think who would say, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody, I would have just quit. I'd been like, look, I don't think this is where.
So you were gonna fucking quit.
I don't know if I was gonna quit. I'm just saying, I'm not saying I was gonna quit. I probably wouldn't have quit. I just came back and done it. But in my head, I just was going like, I didn't look forward to it, and I didn't want to do it. And then I was like, I don't care anymore. You know, the desire was gone. So
wow, that episode is just one episode. That's how bad the last episode was.
It's that episode. It's
Frankie's nodding his head yes. That means it was bad. You're our producer. Was it that bad?
I listened to the first half. It was pretty brutal.
The first half? Okay.
Yeah.
It was out the gate bad.
It was just the way it started. It was way off of what you normally do. You're already talking into it, and it was chaos.
It was really bad. It was really bad. And you know what? I think, like Jackie Gleason, like a lot of people before us, I think I'm going to take the initiative here, and I want to send an apology to all our fans who listen to us for comedy, because that's what we are. We're a comedy podcast, right? And we got a little out of hand. We lost control.
Then go to your Twitter page for all the nonsense you yell.
I apologize. This is what we did. No, I don't think we need to apologize.
You apologize.
I think I want to apologize. It got away from us. It got away from us. Me and Nate, we went and had a couple beers last night. I think that's what finally buried the hatchet. I think Nate was hurt. You were hurt. I think you were hurt. I think you were hurt. You were angry with me. You were hurt with me.
It was just like,
you
I don't know.
You felt attacked by me.
See, that's what we talked about. It's like, I'm not a good arguer.
Right.
And you are.
Well, apparently not. I called George Orwell Orson Welles in the heat of the battle. Rusty, I do know who George Orwell was. I just misspoke.
Oh, did you read that whole post? I got like a sentence in. I dozed off.
He got about 2 minutes into our podcast. So.
Yeah.
How could he? I read the post.
I couldn't get.
You're making fun of his post?
It was long.
It's okay. He's allowed to make fun of his post. It's not a big deal. Rusty posts long posts. I mean, it was like
four paragraphs. He's my defense.
We
can't.
We can't just tailor the podcast for Rusty.
I do, Rusty.
No, it's not even that. It's that Rusty could take a little joke.
He could take a little joke. And Rusty, he's going to be one of the guys who's going to stick through us through that. You know what I'm saying? I bet you right now he's listening. I bet he's the big, fat, cheesy smile on his face to hear us having some friendly banter again and to have the banter back here.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
We're all here.
We can't treat Rusty like some girl that's too hot for us to fuck, and we can't believe that Rusty's listening. And we do. No, Rusty, we're sorry. You gotta give a little back. worst episode ever.
At least we had the worst episode of our podcast, while we can still address one of our listeners for 5 minutes on the cast, which lets you know that our listenership has got to be around 15, 16, 17 people. But we got a mass email today from a publicist. Did you guys get
I got that last night, yeah.
You get the email from Danny LaBelle's quote-unquote publicist?
That's a publicist.
That was like a really formal letter.
To whom it may concern. He knows all of us.
He knows all
personally
of us.
For years. To whom it may concern.
I gotta say this, because he's probably gonna listen to this. I like Danny.
I like him.
He's a fun guy.
I like Danny.
He's a little socially awkward. I mean, like, why would he have it? First of all, is that his girlfriend?
I think it's his girlfriend. I think it's just the publicist.
No, it's not a real girlfriend.
No.
Oh, then I fell for that.
But to who you may concern, I mean, he knows all of us personally. I mean, why did we all...
Known him for a long time.
That would be like me sending, like... I mean, I'm not good friends with him. It's not like me and you.
I thought it was a mass email, like, to, like, the general, like... So when I was reading it, at first when I saw it, I go, oh, it's just a mass email he's sending, that she sent, you know, that was, like, entering, I'm just sending it to everybody. And then I start reading it, and it says, it could be better, and you're like... This is to us. He would like to get on your show. Like what? To promote it? No, no one listens, Danny. No one listens,
Danny. Well, and we don't want to be. We're joking. You know that, though. We know who you are out there listening. We appreciate it, but we're certainly not a big enough podcast to warrant an email like that. When you know the guy personally.
Second, I think it gets him on the podcast, so we like it. I like to be treated like we are that big.
Yeah, it kind of did feel good when I was reading it, though.
You should take the attitude that it is that big.
What was that, Frankie?
You should take the attitude that it is that big.
No, but that's no, it's Danny's taking the attitude that he's that big. He's not, like, giving us respect.
Good point. Point well made. Yeah, I think, yeah, it was kind of like, all right, fellas, listen, I'm giving you the privilege right now to have my publicist contact you about a little airtime on your podcast in Nate or Giannis' living room. If you have a chance, I need to promote my new CD. It's coming out. And there was a whole paragraph about who else had been on the label.
Yeah.
So, well, right now he's getting a plug. You don't even need to come on, Danny.
March 2011.
Danny Lobel's new CD.
Finally. He's a very funny guy, though. He's really funny.
Yeah, yeah. And he's gotten a lot better, man. And I host.
He is a nice guy, and he's improved greatly.
Oh, you gotta love Laker. No, I mean that. I hosted a show that he headlined at CB's, a little cringe show. And I thought he was great. I thought he was fantastic, man.
Oh, he's good. He's good. We should have him on.
We will. Yeah, we'll have him on.
But that makes you not want to have that. To me, in my head, I see that publicist.
We will only talk through the publicist when we book him. And when I said we only interview her through him. Like, we ask her, and then he's not allowed to answer to us directly.
Through the publicist. Well, maybe we should have her contact our publicist. Maybe we should pretend Frankie is also our publicist, and he changed his first name to, like, Charles Gallo. Be like, please contact our publicist, Charles Gallo.
What if you had to pay her for that? You have to pay publicist. Imagine that just to be like giving $30 to try to get on It Could Be Better.
Yeah, do you think that was part of his marketing plan? Like, all right, listen, I'm paying you this little percentage of my salary. This is how I want you to spend your time. I want you to contact three people who I already know pretty well, who I can just as easily pick up the phone and ask if I could be on it. But
I've talked to him over the holidays twice.
He asked me when we hung out, when can I be in the podcast? I was like, all right, man, you know, we'll get to it. You know, we got, like, you know, we don't have guests that much, but, you know, we don't usually have comedians. We've had a few. He was like, cool. And I guess he felt like he needed to expedite. I guess he felt like it wasn't good enough to talk to the actual people who do the podcast in person. He had to have some pretty... I think it's his girlfriend.
Because I
went on Facebook because I was curious. Yeah. I was like, I had a feeling. It was just such a weird email to get, and I liked it. It was addressed to all of us, and I saw that we were all copied on it. I went on Facebook and I punched in her name in the search, and there was pictures of them, like, hugging and kissing.
Oh, yeah.
It's maybe his girlfriend.
It's his girlfriend.
Yeah. I like that he's putting her to work.
He got a great publicist.
I like that he's putting her to work, man. That's what we all gotta do with our girlfriends. You should make your girlfriends and your wife. You ever talk about making Laura your publicist?
I think she would do something. I don't know.
She could do good working for Nate Bargatze, Inc.
Nate Inc. Loafman, Inc. That's the way I would go.
Loafman?
It's a guy, Michael Loafman. When I was in college, I used Loafman for a lot of my, it's my Xbox ID and stuff. And I used Loafman because we were in college. There was this guy that worked at Goodwill. We didn't know him, but I was at Western Kentucky. We used to drive by, he worked at Goodwill, and it would always say, Michael Loafman, Employee of the Week. And he won it, like, every week. Uh-huh. So, like, we would just imagine, like, They would be in there like, Loafman, get to work. We made him like loafing around. Like, Loafman, what are you loafing around for? Then we go to a bowling alley once, and there's a Michael Loafman that bowled a 300 in a game. So we're like, this Michael Loafman is dominating Western Kentucky. So I've never met the guy. I don't know what he is. And but I've taken his last name and used it for everything. I would love to meet him and go, you don't even know how much your last name has been involved in my life.
It's like a big part of your life now. You don't even know the guy.
Loafman.
Loaf.
It's a good last name.
It is a good last name. It's funny. Loaf around. Not only did we have a bad last episode, our last live show.
No one came, man.
No one. Zero.
We got another one the 19th.
Do we? Do we have another one scheduled?
Yeah.
Oh, man. We can't do it there.
Well, I don't know. It's
a wonderful venue.
It's a great venue, but it's like it's out of the way.
It's not out of the way. It's very easy to get to, everybody. Yeah. We're telling people it's hard to get to. It's not hard to get to. It's very easy to get to. The 7 train goes right there.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of parking if you're driving.
No one came. We had Joe West, Louis Katz on the show. We just sat there.
We didn't publicize the show at all.
We posted it.
Yeah, 2 days before
the show. It was only 2 days before?
Yeah.
I didn't find out about it.
We didn't have a Facebook invite. You
need to
have a
Facebook. I don't know if you guys did that on purpose or not, but I didn't find out about it until it happened.
We did it.
We forgot.
That's nothing personal, Frankie. I know. That's how we do it. We planned this podcast like yesterday, right?
Last night.
Frankie gets all pissed. He's like, hey, you guys going to let me know? Can I get a day in advance?
A little structure.
I told you. I texted Frankie as soon as I texted Giannis. I texted Frankie.
And then I texted you, too.
That was like
a Facebook message.
And he said, so everyone's fucking contacting you. What are you complaining about?
I'm not complaining about today. Jesus. Today I felt actually very bad because I was stuck at work, and I had all intentions of being. I'm glad I wasn't here at 4 o'clock. Because that means I would have bailed work, and obviously we would have been delayed.
Yeah, every time we said we were supposed to meet at 3.
Yeah, but that's how we do it.
That's how we do it. So if you know 3, it means we're going to start at 5.
Well, that's
we,
what I was
the,
planning
the,
on.
Start at 6:30.
The three of us know how it works, and it works out for some reason. We're all okay with it.
Because
nobody's...
John F. O'Donnell would probably say, because we got no fucking responsibilities.
And that's intentional.
Yeah, that's what we
I've
like.
I've got out of my way in life. I own nothing.
Right.
Because I have no responsibility.
You look at a little fancy little. Look at you in your little fancy Christmas scarf matching
your
socks.
Yeah, matching
your
socks
match?
Yeah, they were made in Vermont. Well, I love these socks, man. They're comfortable as shit.
You got that from the in laws?
Yeah.
Are you planning to get married as per your pattern? What's it been? A couple weeks? 3 weeks? 4 weeks? I think you're ready to propose.
Oh, we'll see. It could happen, you know? I don't know. I follow my heart.
Me and Chris were on the road. We did a road trip together, and we were talking about... I was asking him about, like, the relationship and stuff, and he was telling me, he was like, yeah, I got patterns. He was like, you know, for me, I see the brick wall ahead, and I just keep flooring it. That's how he lives. It's all going to go to shit, right?
I just try to get there faster every time.
Yeah, but this time could be different, right?
Could be.
You and Jacqueline? Got a special thing going? Jokes Novak?
It's good.
Yeah? Sex still good?
Yeah, everything's great.
All right. Did you have a good holiday?
Holidays were nice, yeah.
You spent them with the Jewish in-laws?
Well, I'll get to that later.
Oh, okay. That's an awe. I should ask you what your awe is usually, because I sometimes ruin it. Nate went back to Tennessee, apparently put on a few pounds.
I don't think
Christmas
I did,
weight in the face. I can't even tell if you got a dip in or not. Just looks like a couple inches of like cheeks. How was your, you went back to the homeland, you read up on the accent, you came back, the accent sounds good, put on a couple pounds, a little Bud Light, a couple college football games I seen in the Facebook. And
a couple college basketball games.
College basketball.
A couple Vandy games.
How was your vacation, man?
It was great. It was fun. We had me and Laura got in a fight, which is nice, driving from Huntsville to Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, where Fred Thompson's from. That's
Senator.
Where her dad lives, yeah.
Yeah. Senator and actor.
Yeah.
Law and Order, star.
That's what great, you know what's great about like being married is like when you fight, we drove that whole time and didn't talk. Like half the time of driving was not talking. Like it's like, and then you just go into a house of joy and just fake it. Then like you're like, hi, everybody.
Right. What was the fight over?
I don't know. Pointless stuff. I don't. Whatever.
You've been picking some fights lately.
I don't know. I've been picking them, but
You told me the night we were having a couple brewskis. I was like, Nate, you got to pick your battles. You're like, no, you know what? You fight them all so
that's
you can prepare for
that's
the war.
Yeah.
That's a fucking good line.
You go, yeah, they say don't, you know, sit there. I fight everything. You fight everything. You got to lay, you know.
By the way, that could be a really good bit. I didn't want to say that on the podcast, but you should bit that. That's funny. Like, people say you should pick your battles with my wife. I pick them all.
You get stronger.
Yeah.
That prepare would be for the war, right? Yeah. I don't. If you want to be a boxer, you don't, you know, not go to the box, you know, not practice,
right,
and just go straight to the ring. Box a little bit here and there, and then when it all goes down, you're ready.
You're ready for the big one. So you're preparing for the big fight.
Yeah.
Did you get locked out of the bedroom the other night?
Yeah, I did.
What did happen there?
Oh, that was after New Year's. I don't know. It's so funny. It's like you really start with everything's cool, you have a great night, and then like the train home, just something happens, and then I was mad at her because she said she didn't have a last year was a lot, she had more fun, which is realistic because she had her friends here and she ran around and stuff, so it probably was more fun.
So but she then, said she had more fun on New Year's last year.
Yeah,
and you got upset
last
about
year,
that.
Yeah, because last year I was in a Jewish guy's living room, bombing a foot away from the guy staring at me, and the guy's rubbing his face because he's mad. He was just sitting there like, oh man, like you could just see. And it was me and Metzger, and I was driving back in the BQE when New Year's hit, and she was in the city having fun. And then this year I was at Caroline's, we all got to see the ball drop. So then I was like, what do you mean you liked last year, shouldn't you like this year more? It's a really pointless argument. And then we got in a fight, and then she locked the bedroom door when I tried to go to bed.
So why were you so upset about the fact that she said she had more fun last year?
I don't know, man.
Because she you just get because you weren't there.
Yeah.
I
don't know. There's no you just gonna fight for no reason.
So how was that uncomfortable for you to sleep out here in the living room with the nice big television and sports on?
Yeah, no, I didn't. I was fine. I woke up when she got up. I went in there and went to back to sleep. It's just funny to walk into a part of your house and the door's locked and you're like, what? I didn't even do anything. I just went back in here.
Yeah.
Handled it.
I mean, in some ways, isn't that like not a punishment, but more of a reward that you get to come to the living room?
If it was like 10 o'clock at night where I'm like, oh, so now I get to sit up and wait. I mean, I was going to bed, so there it's a punishment because you're like, oh, well, I'm just trying to go to bed.
Right.
But if I was like, if it was like not 4 in the morning and 10 at night, then I'd be like, all right, staying there. I'm going to play some Xbox. I'm going to watch some TV.
You get a full night of fun out of it.
Yeah.
Isn't it weird that, like, women, like, Amy used to fucking throw me out to the... You get thrown out to the couch, Frankie?
No.
No?
No.
You just got Cuban women screaming at you.
You know, I kind of ignore it now. It really just, in one ear, out the other, because I'm so used to the yelling.
Your fucking house sounds like there's...
Yeah, it's a lot going on.
People are getting stabbed all the time.
Have
you guys ever been? You know, you guys ever been there?
No,
it's unbelievable.
It's in Jersey, right?
Yeah.
It's in Jersey.
It's in Jersey.
I have a pretty big house. You'd say, right? A pretty decent sized house.
He's the only grown up here. Yeah. He owns his house.
And the thing is, no matter where I go in the house, it just the noise follows me. Doesn't matter where I go.
You got three Hispanic. You live with three Hispanic
nuts.
Females.
They're nuts.
And they just fucking scream.
Yeah.
They're like always screaming.
I can have a conversation with my wife, and this is normal. I don't even have to answer, and she could talk to me from the kitchen downstairs all the way upstairs to my daughter's bedroom. just like if I'm talking to you
and
right
she
now.
She just screams the whole thing. And Frankie!
That's just a normal talking voice. So.
Maybe that's it. Let's check in with Frankie's anxiety real quick while we're talking to you. How's the anxiety going?
I'm doing great. I have no panics on feeling that I'm going to die. I found that there was a little ulcer-like thing in my stomach from endoscopy. Endoscope.
Endoscopy. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
they put a scope in there to check
you
out?
Yeah.
And you got an ulcer?
It's ulcer-like. It's a red... It's not a bleeding ulcer, but...
So you got some stress.
And
you've been stressed out.
Nexium. Been taking Nexium, which cures that.
Yeah.
So no heart pains, and I'm feeling great.
I'm back.
I'm back for 2011.
So you're back. You suffered a few heart attacks.
Yeah.
And you're back with us.
And a possible stroke and stomach cancer.
No, you just got a weak heart and a hole in your stomach. But besides that, you're fine. No anxiety. You shouldn't have any anxiety about any of that stuff.
Did you get anything good for Christmas, Nate?
An iPad.
You got an iPad?
Yeah.
They're great.
Wow. Who got you that?
I got it, my dad. I got to wait. I'm debating waiting, though, because a new one's supposed to come out. So
you didn't get it. You got the money for it.
I got the money for it.
You got a gift card.
Apple gift card. What about you? Got new glasses.
I got new glasses. Finally, right before my insurance ran out, man. I got new glasses. Finally, I can see again. And I realized that I think a lot of maybe my anxiety was coming from the fact that I couldn't see. It's making me dizzy.
Yeah.
Like, now that I can see. And also, I think I look pretty sharp. I think we might have to take a picture and throw it up on the fan page.
Yeah.
So the ladies can swoon. Because I think the glasses separate my eyes a little
bit. For the Date Giannis Papas contest?
Yeah, for the Date Giannis Papas contest. Doesn't it separate my eyes a little bit? Because my eyes, like, look how close together my eyes are. I mean, I look like an inbred Greek. I look like a cyclops. Like, I have one little eye. Like this.
Well, you got sags on your eyes, too. You look like droopy.
I do, right? That's because I didn't sleep too much. But then when I put the glasses on, boom. Separates the face a little bit.
Has anybody called for the day, Giannis Papas?
Nobody has called for the day.
Because who's the chick that said she called? There was a cute girl at that first. I forget her name now. I'm blanking on her name.
The one came to our first
live. Erin Burns.
Yeah, she was like a
super
cute,
fan.
She's a cute chick. She said she called. I could have went on a date. I never knew she called.
Yeah, did you block the call, Frankie?
No, the message is actually still there, and I sent an email a while back. I said, check the message, guys. But, she, you know, her message was like, hey, we'll go out, but it's just going to be going out for dinner, no funny stuff.
Oh, yeah, but that's what they always say. I would have been fucking knuckles deep. Oh, no, she's a lovely gal, I'm sure,
Knuckles deep, but means in love, right?
But knuckles, that's being nice. That's sweet.
That is sweet.
That's not like, oh, I'm gonna be fucking banging her. Yeah, I'm saying I'm gonna.
You're gonna finger her a little bit.
How you doing? Yeah, that's about her. It's not even about me.
Remember when you do it? Remember the technique I was talking about? Jack, you gotta jackhammer it. No, I got a nice Fred Perry zip up from my gay brother, my oldest brother. I feel like my whole wardrobe is just a collection, an amalgamation of. Like shirts and shit that he's got me over the years. Like the past 10 years, my whole wardrobe is just shirts that I get from him. He's like immaculately dressed. He's like the smoothest cat in the world. And so I wore that first night at Caroline's. I was opening for Danielle. I had my Fred Perry zip up.
How was the weekend at Caroline's?
It was good, man. It was really, really good. It was really good. I hadn't seen Danielle in a while. It was good. And the shows went great. I had great sets. And, you know, it was good to be performing with him again. For me, it was kind of like a rite of passage, you know. It was like I started kind of opening for him and under his wing, and it was nice to, you know, come back around a couple years later and be a better comic and open for him, you know, and do really well. I feel like it's just sort of like, you know, like The Alchemist. You come back, you know, you end up where you started. And now I feel like hopefully this year, you know, career will just keep taking off more and more.
How great is that room when it's sold out?
Oh, man, 300. You can't go wrong.
Yeah.
You can't. It's like they paid a lot of money. They're there to have a good time, you know. I mean, if you got 300 people packed in that room, if half the people liked your joke, you got 150 people laughing. So everything sounds like it's hitting, you know. And when something lands for all 300, holy mackerel. Yeah. The acoustics in there are great.
It's a great club.
It's a great club. Designed really well for laugh acoustics. I mean, the laughs reverberate off the walls, and that place shakes, you know. So
it's one of my favorites, Caroline's.
Yeah, it's a good. You're very comfortable in that room. You perform there a lot.
Yeah.
You won two contests there.
Yeah.
You own that room. That's like your home court. That's Nateland, nigga. When they come in, it's like boom. You're in my house right now.
We like that, and we talked to us last night about the CD. I think you're going to win for naming my CD Nateland.
It's the best.
Yeah.
And it's a home run. It's an absolute home run. It's like it could be better. As soon as you... It could be better actually was your idea. I remember you said it could be better. And then right away I was like, boom. I was like, that is the name. That is the greatest, just the funniest name. And Nateland. Imagine that for a CD. That's like some Led Zeppelin stuff, right?
Nateland.
That's like Led Zeppelin coming with like an album of classics. Let's figure out the Banterers for a CD. What's that going to be called?
The Banter.
The Banter.
Eponymously, with the Banter.
Eponymously called the Banter. Bantering with the
Bantering
Banter.
Bantering around.
Or would it be called Dragon Banterer?
No.
You brought it up to the DVD because you have a lot of
banter with
visuals.
The dragon.
A lot of visuals. Banter with the dragon.
Miss, that's what he has. He's a lot of visuals. He has to do a DVD.
He has to do a DVD. Yeah. He's got a lot of visuals. You got to get the cartoons and the all the way up there. How you been doing, man? You didn't go to bar four. You came and saw me at Caroline's. I appreciate
it. I did. I wanted to see you, man. Yeah. It was very.
What'd you
very
get the daughters for Christmas, man?
The daughters for Christmas? My wife got everything.
Yeah.
What'd they still believe in Santa? Or are they?
Yeah. They're 6 and 3. So, you know.
What'd they get?
A little bunch of toys, clothes.
Do they come from Santa? Or they?
Yeah, Santa, you know, mom and dad, things like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
it was good. Good Christmas for them. I mean, I laid a little low this Christmas. So.
Did you get anything good?
Just love from my kids and family.
The ladies who are listening right now just got a little goosebumps. You're the nicest guy on this podcast.
I told them
three douchebags and Frankie. That's the new name of this thing.
No, I told my wife, don't get this. It's senseless to get me anything. If there's anything I want, I'll get. She did get me cufflinks, which were pretty cool. They were nice cufflinks that I actually already wore. But I didn't want anything. So.
Because all you really need is love from her, is what you're saying.
Just my kids.
Did you tell them that? Did you?
I always tell my wife, don't get me anything, and my kids are my gift for life. So.
Wait, can you say that again?
My kids are my gift for life. So.
And for her not to get you anything?
You don't have to get me anything, baby. Why ever. Because anytime I look at my kids, I remember the love that comes from the family. And I get that present every day.
But you gotta get your wife shit.
Huh? No, I didn't get her anything.
Yeah, you didn't get her anything? Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I gave you kids. I felt bad about that.
No, she's got kids, too.
You didn't get your wife anything?
I didn't.
Why not?
I just, it was busy last couple of weeks during the Christmas time, believe it or not. So, normally it's slow and I could run around and do stuff. And I just, I let her down, I'm sure. I didn't even get her a card, and I felt bad about that.
You did.
But I'll make it up to her.
You love her, though, right?
Oh, of course.
You want to say that to her right now?
Connie, I love you. If I call her up and tell her that, she'll yell at me. She'll think I'm fucking around, but... There not fucking around, cheating. I'm just saying, like, you know, like...
Did you guys buy presents for your family members?
Like, yeah,
you know,
we do.
What'd you get your dad?
Not
my dad.
Oh, I got him... I opened for Susie Essman right before I left, and he likes her.
Yeah.
And so I tried to get an autographed book from her to him. And I told her, I was like, I want to get this for my dad. I told her the night before, then right before I go, can I get one for my dad? And then she just grabbed the book and signed it to me and to Nate and then gave me the book. So my dad's got a book autographed to me from Susie Essman.
That's a little crazy. Now, is there like, you guys, it's all love, right, as far as the, because you guys have pretty similar careers, man. You're both performers.
I'm performing.
You're starting
at a
to get a lot of success. You're about to get your own special coming up on February 4th.
Yes. We think February 4th. There's a chance. I saw it's another date. I'm confused, but I think it's the 4th still.
Now, is there any, like, friendly rivalry between you and your dad? Like,
no, I mean, he just wants me to do it. I mean, we're
you ever
two,
open for
two
him
different
then,
fields.
You ever open for him, and then when you bring him up to the stage, you shrug your shoulders and say, follow that kid.
He can follow. He
you
can follow
do it
anything.
Just fun, like, have fun up there.
Yeah, but he can do it, but he's been doing it for 35 years.
So he can hold you down.
Yeah.
So when you got your presents, your mom said to him, it should have been you.
Yeah.
Inside joke.
We performed at a prison though when I was there. Pretty wild. There was a guy. You walk in the prison, and you almost get a little like oh, right when you go through the bars, you're like, ooh, it's weird, right? And it was like a Christian group, like, you know, the prisoners that are Christian and stuff now, so they get. So it was this guy, Jason Michaels, is a magician, and then my dad and me, and I just hosted. And I did like 20 minutes, and it went good. And what's funny is like I had to go to the bathroom.
Where did they do the show in the prison?
You go in there, like in the room where they all hang out.
Is there a stage or anything? Or?
No. You're standing by the bathrooms. I'm going to get pictures. The guys took pictures, so I'm going to get it. But they have bathrooms, right? So the bathrooms, you know, you can just see, like, it's the wall that goes halfway up in the toilet. So you see, like, waist up. So, like, where one of the bathrooms were, where we kind of were standing, there's 50 guys sitting in chairs just looking at us. This guy walks up and goes and pees, just staring at all 50 men.
Wow.
I was like, how do you do that?
Because you have trouble sometimes peeing just in public.
I have trouble if in a stall if I hear noise.
Right.
I can have trouble here if I hear y'all talking in here. I mean, you imagine looking at 50 dudes and just peeing like it's just
that's
nothing.
That's crazy. Like right in the middle of the show, he just went.
Not in the middle of the show, right before it started, but they were already sitting down waiting.
I guess in jail, that's that you got to get comfortable taking a number two or one in front of people. That's the whole thing.
I peed, but I did pee, but I had to go on the backside where they weren't facing.
Yeah.
And it was still kind of weird.
Did you do that gig with your dad?
Yeah.
Now, what
they're kind gonna, of... They're going to watch my special. They have a TV with DirecTV. They're going to watch my special.
We want everybody...
In prison?
In prison.
Some Johnny Cash shit.
I don't have DirecTV. What's up with that?
Yeah.
You live in...
Maybe you need to go to prison. Maybe that could be your next plan.
Was it a
to keep living off
prison?
The government?
What's that?
Yeah, I mean, it was a legit... For real prison. Like it was a
not a country club thing.
No.
What was
like,
the type of criminals that were watching?
I don't know. We didn't ask. Like some of them, I guess, were getting out. Some of them been there for a long time. Some have been there for 10 years. Some of them.
Was it maximum security prison?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know how maximum. Like I don't really know how to judge prisons.
Right.
But it was a prison.
It
was
jail.
Did the
dudes look like they killed somebody?
Yeah.
Tough looking dudes?
The dudes look like dudes where if you saw them walking on the street, you'd be like, oh boy.
Yeah.
This is not going to be good.
A lot of tattoos and stuff?
Yeah, a lot of tattoos. I mean, just, yeah. But these were all good guys. I signed a lot of Bibles. I autographed a bunch of Bibles.
Right, because they've turned their lives around, these guys.
Yeah.
You don't feel like that? You're allowed to do that?
I don't know.
You didn't write the book.
I did not write it, but they give it to you. What are you going to say? I don't want
to. Was it like a yearbook to them? Is a bunch of people saying
there was.
Bible?
They've had.
Have a good summer.
Have a great term.
It was. They had. There was some of them had a bunch of autographs in there, so I guess people that have performed in there.
Yeah.
But it was pretty neat, like, you know, to get to go do. They were great, dude. Hmm. It was, like, funny to see, like, what they would, like, you know, kind of figure out what they would laugh at. Like, have a lot of jokes on murder, so.
Really?
I was gonna I didn't do my gangs joke, but I was gonna do my gangs joke because when I started, I always say, "Is anybody here in a gang?" And the audience laughs. And like in a prison, you're like, "Is anybody in a gang here?" Oh, everybody, everybody's in a gang. All right.
That's an experience.
It was pretty
though,
wild,
man. You've performed in a jail. You performed in Iraq. Yeah. You've been on helicopters. You're about to do a cruise.
Going on a cruise Thursday.
First cruise.
That's gonna be no. I've done it. I did it once 5 years ago.
Yeah?
I did like two of them.
So what is this, a carnival?
Brutal. Carnival cruise. It's going to be the worst.
Were they brutal?
I hate it. I didn't have the time back then, though. Mm-hmm. And I was just putting them together. But now...
Were you doing it by yourself 5 years ago?
Yeah. And but that, I didn't. I shouldn't have went. I didn't, you know, I wasn't a good enough comic then. But now, I don't know. I don't want to do it, to tell you the truth.
Is love going with you?
But the money's
no,
good.
No.
You're doing
the money's
it for the
good.
Money.
40 grand.
Wow.
No, I'm joking.
I was going to say.
Frankie got excited.
About to start polishing up my act.
Yeah, there you go. You got to just take the curses out. You're all set. No, yeah, it's good money. You're doing it for the money. You can't turn down the money. You got it gives you 8 days away, right? So 6 shows, 7 shows.
I think it's like 7 shows. And then it's like, they make you do 30 clean, 30 dirty, which I don't even have dirty. and then you do a 5-minute teaser. So you have to do like, so it's like, that's what makes it tough is you're having to break up the material. Because, you know, we all got jokes that are like, I'd say all my jokes are good, then you got
just
your
throw
great
curse,
ones.
Just curse once.
I mean, I probably might have to, like.
Yeah.
But when you have to separate your material, you have to like, you know, 5-minute teaser, that's like what I got to do to get them to go to the show. Which seems insane, because what are they going to do? You're on a crew, you're on a boat. You're in the middle of, like, there's nothing to do.
Yeah.
Why would you not go to the show?
Right, right.
And then, like, imagine if no one comes, and it's because my teaser was bad. And so then there's just no one there. Like, they did 5 minutes.
Is it a teaser that they're going to tape and, like, put up somewhere? Or what do you mean a teaser?
Like a Welcome to the Ship show.
Right.
Like, when everybody comes on, I guess they have a big show to be like, hey, welcome. Which, you know what? I don't like that. Because if you go on a cruise ship, that's the only thing that makes me not want to go on one for a vacation. Because I don't want to have to go to stuff. Like, I feel like once you get on there, you have to go through, like, the how, you know, how to put the life suits on. So that's something you have to do. And then if they're like, oh, we have a big show, you got to go to the show. So now you got to go watch that. Like, there's not enough, like, you know, but I guess you get just trapped on there. Carnival cruises are not good. It's that's where we send our rednecks. It's very rednecky.
Yeah.
It's very
those
southern.
Are your people, though, man.
I know, but they get
They get hammered, don't they?
My friend went on one. And he was like, they were going to like a hairy chest show. Like they were having some by the pool, like who had the hairiest chest. So my friend's like going, his wife's pregnant. They're like, all right, that'll be fun and normal. And then they go to it. And within 3 seconds, like, girls are like rubbing on guy, and like, you know, they're putting oil. And it like turns into like this, all right, this was supposed to be just, you know, something kind of goofy.
Yeah.
And now it's turned, and their kids are all out there. It's just like mayhem.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it's, I understand why you don't want to do it. I mean, it's like, because as far as a career goes, it's like a dead end. You don't want to end up doing cruises your whole life.
Not at
all. But the money right now is so.
But if you can control,
right?
But yeah, but yeah, the money. But I can control. I mean, I had nothing.
Right.
So I could stay here and do just free spots around the city, or I can go, you know, make money.
Right. You're gonna get a nice vacation out of it, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's not really big. I mean, you can't do anything, dude. You can't. Like, as far as like even drinking, like everybody, when you go on a cruise, I think you use it. You pay card with a card.
Yeah.
So they, you have like a cruise card. That's how you pay for everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have that card. I would just have cash. So I can't go even like to the bars in the cruise ship and hang out with people. Mm-hmm. So you're kind of just stuck. Like you're by. I remember just walking. Last time I did, I remember going to the back of the boat. And you're like, man, what if I just jump? You could, if you jumped off the back of a cruise ship, no one would ever know. If you did it at night.
Right.
You would just, no
well,
one would.
They'd figure it out the next day, your family members.
They, well, the next day they would, but I mean, it's not like.
They'd never find your body.
No. They'd never know.
Yeah.
How would it, that's why you go on like, that's why that, there was a big, someone got killed on a cruise ship.
Yeah.
Like,
the, remember, where the husband was suspected of murder.
Yeah.
I think that, yeah, that's happened more than once, huh?
Yeah, you just gotta give the old wife a little shove.
Yeah,
she fell.
And you know what? They don't even stop for a minute.
They don't, right?
They keep it going. Everybody's like, I gotta go to the pool. Not gonna ruin my vacation with your dead wife.
That's actually a perfect place to kill your wife.
Yeah.
On a cruise.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Just go out for a romantic and then just she fell. She fell.
Actually, I think we're talking about the same story. The guy said that she committed suicide.
Yeah.
Remember, he was like, I tried to get her off the balcony, but she just jumped on her own.
He was like, have you ever seen Titanic? That's what I tried to do. She did. She missed it.
Oh, man. If you're married, you better hope your wife doesn't get fucking, like, doesn't die suspiciously.
Because
they're all over you.
They're all over you.
You ever see the movie with Denzel Washington, He Got Game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where she's, you know, the wife, they were having an argument, but she slipped, fell, cracked her head.
I don't remember that.
He went to jail. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's why he's in jail. And then he goes back to jail, then Ray Allen throws the basketball from inside a gym
over the
prison walls. That's how they end.
I don't remember.
No, Denzel Washington throws it, or what?
No, it was the other one.
Yeah. He launches a basketball. He's in a gym.
Yeah.
And somehow it goes through the gym and lands in his prison yard.
I don't remember. I watched that movie so long ago.
Great movie, though.
Ray Allen was pretty decent in it, though. Yep. One of my favorite players, Ray Allen.
The old Ray Allen.
The old Ray Allen. Still shooting him down. Still doing it. All right, well, we got to go, right?
Yes.
This is like our welcome back
episode.
This is
a welcome back. This was
season back into it after the holidays. You don't jump right back into work after the holidays. A day, everybody catching up. How you been?
How's
the holidays?
We basically wanted to let you know we're still doing this. We're still doing
it. That's basically what this was.
That's really what it was. Still fucking doing it. We feel good. Again, apologies about the last episode, man. It got away from us, you know? And we apologize. It was not one of our finer moments. None of us felt good about it. We were actually questioning releasing it. And we decided to release it because you know what? This podcast is a journey. Those of you who've been with us from the beginning, you know, you're with us through the good and the bad. We've had extremely good times. We've gone through a lot of changes. Chris has been single. Remember, he went through a 6-month single period? Next thing you know, rusty trombone's happening. The kid's happy. Mm-hmm. We're questioning whether we were going to call his segment "Ah." We were even going to call it "Ah" with Chris Laker. He was so happy. You've been through the bad times and the good times with Chris Laker. You've been through the good times and bad times between me and Nate. The arguments, our friendship. Sometimes it got on the rocks. We didn't know. We weren't sure if we were going to continue. Frankie, his anxiety. It got crazy. It got dangerous.
Frankie almost died.
We almost lost Frankie.
We almost lost Frankie.
We almost lost Frankie. Thank God. Thank God for the New Jersey Transit.
To getting you there.
Getting you there in a couple hours.
Took care of me.
Yeah, we almost lost Frankie. You've been through us during the ups and downs. We appreciate it, man. We really do. You've been through me through my breakup. I broke up. And now I'm losing my apartment. And maybe that's why I was a little upset. Maybe I was displacing a little bit of anger that episode. Maybe it was my fault. Maybe I came down a little too hard.
You didn't know you were losing an apartment then, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Apartment. I'm losing the apartment.
It's over.
When do you go? Over. Done.
Why?
Moving back in with my mom.
Oh, that's a whole new episode.
Yeah. Moving back in with my mom, and she has dementia.
Oh.
So, it's going to be...
Interesting.
It's not all comedy, folks. It's not all comedy. But, you know, I think I'm handling it. I'm going to be handling it pretty well. Going, you know...
You going to counseling?
Going to therapy is great. You know, it's just, you know, times, you know, that's what life's all about, man. You go through hard times, you gotta, I've been watching a lot of Mayweather training videos. I've been watching a lot of, you know, Floyd Mayweather, he's a boxer. He's one of my favorites. He's really brash. He talks a lot of garbage. He's an amazing boxer. But the thing that impressed me most about him is how hard he works, man, in training. Like, it's the way he does not forget what got him there. He works so hard. I just love watching him train. First of all, for the blackness. When they start training, they just get in all that black shit and they talking shit and having fun. It's just fun to watch. But I love his motto, man. Hard work, dedication. Hard work, dedication.
What's his motto?
Hard work, dedication. Don't complain, don't cry, just work. Just work. Hard work, dedication. I feel like the busier you stay, man, and the more you just do as opposed to worry and think. That's been my latest motto. You know, it's 2011 for me. Just, I don't, if I find myself worrying, I just think about something I can do.
Like, just work. Do work.
Yeah, just work. Dedicate and work. Just work. No. So we're all going through these changes, and you're on this journey with us, man, and we appreciate it. I think that, yeah.
Let me just extend to you. If you need a place to stay, honest, you're more than welcome to come to my house. It's in New Jersey. I know Nate wouldn't go if he needed a place.
Can we do the podcast?
Frank really wants us to do the podcast there.
Was that so your way bad. Of getting us to do the podcast?
That was a little trickery there. I'll try it.
I might do that just for the fucking podcast. I might move into your house for a week just so I can have some great stories.
Yeah,
how much room do you have?
It's a lot of room.
It's a lot of room.
Actually, all three you can stay probably.
You think your friend, I can move your wife in? Would be okay that you'd have somebody living in the basement or something?
For a week. This
Sophia, your daughter coming down climbing all over me and stuff, asking me to play. You'd be happy because you get a rest.
Uncle Yannis!
They scream.
So.
Alright, well. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, everyone. Happy New Year to you guys.
Happy New Year.
Don't forget to call us for Win a Date with Yannis. 347-535-4NYC. That's 347-535-4692.
You're fucking good at that. You nail it. Before we go, does anybody have any good New Year's resolutions? Did you have anything you can change, Nate? You can change that body type?
I'm going to change my body. I don't know what I'm going to do.
What are you going to do? Nothing? Improve the health? No more Mountain Dew? Nothing?
I don't know.
It's all the same?
It's all the same.
You? Any New Year's?
World's ending. Fuck it.
World's Frankie?
Yes, I do.
What are you going to change?
Instead of talking about something, I'm just going to do it.
Hard work, dedication. Hard work, dedication.
Same along the same lines.
That's
so.
Right. And my New Year's resolutions, I've already broken all of them, so doesn't matter. One day. It's like when you play the lotto. You know when you play the lotto, and in your mind, when you play it, you're like, if I win this, I'm going to give $1 million to this friend. I'm going to give it $3 million. You know you're really doing that just to hopefully the God or karma,
karma
will make you win it. Yeah. And then you're not going to give it anybody shit.
I've had arguments like that. It's the most... had arguments with like a chick of like, we're not giving your sister that much... You know, it's... fucking retarded.
Yeah, arguments and nobody's even won it yet.
Yeah.
I actually
it's a great time when people start fantasizing when they play the lotto. They come up with these whole dream scenarios of what they're going to do with the money.
I used to get mad at my wife because whenever we would play with the big jackpots and get no numbers and play like $40 worth, I would get mad at her like it's her fault. But that went nowhere. But
it's
okay. That's okay.
All right, we're going to wrap this up. Again, everybody, Happy New Year. Thanks for listening. We're glad to be back. And now let's end this episode. We really do like to end it this way with a little segment we love to call... Christ. Shit. Fuck. Chris Laker.
All right, everybody. I got to celebrate my first Hanukkah this year because my chick is Jewish. I never dated a Jewish chick, but sometimes they just blend in like normal people. You don't even notice. So I'm trying to get into this whole culture thing and learn more about the Jewish culture. But I won't really feel like I'm accepted by her family till they tell me what really happened on September 11th. Actually, no, her family's been great, very accepting, which is nice to have. The most conditional love you'll ever have in your life is from your chick's family. It's like, yeah, you come into our home for the holidays. We love you as long as our daughter will continue to have sex with you. They don't even she have a good reason. Oh, she's sick of you. You're dead to us. It's nice seeing the other side of that, though, because my family's like Stalin. My ex-wife was in my brother's wedding. You'd never know. I like just getting like chicks as many family photos as possible, so my mother just has to keep buying useless frames. I don't know. This is petering out. But that's it. All right, see you.
All right, something there. I liked it.
That was real good.
The 9/11 thing's funny.
Yeah,
there's something about the... let's finish this up.
All right. Thank y'all very much for listening. We're back and it'll be good. We won't be back till probably like this. I'm out of town till the 16th, so we're having another like week off after this, and then we will jump right back in for this year. So, all right, thank y'all for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
Later.